Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you all have been doing amazing since the last time I've spoken to you guys. Just to quickly set the scene for you, it is Friday, April 24th. It is 9:34 a.m. I just got home from the park. And I have my iced coffee with me. I'm here at my desk just recording this episode for you girls. So what I've been doing lately is after my morning routine, I've been heading to the park and just listening to some inspiring motivational videos and walking around at the park and just taking in nature and just feeling so at peace. And that inspired me to just hop on here and start recording. So I'm not really sure where I'm going to go with this episode, what exactly I'm going to talk about or anything like that. I just feel called and inspired to record this episode right now. Usually when I record an episode, I like to create an outline prior just so I kind of have like talking points and I'm not like all over the place. But today I'm doing it a little bit differently because this is what my intuition is telling me to do. What I do know is my intentions with this episode is to just come on here, speak from the heart, spit some fire motivational talk, have you girls tap into feeling inspired and hyped and just feel like anything is possible for you and your life and what you want to do and all of that good stuff. And I don't know like where this is coming from. I don't know, you know, it's just maybe it's just an accumulation of the things that have been going on this past week for me and the fact that I'm about to be 25 soon and just all of this stuff coming up at once. And I just want to share some of this good vibes, this motivational and inspirational energy with you girls so you can cultivate it and implement it into your own life. So that's kind of the whole gist of this episode. I hope you enjoy, and without further ado, let's just get into this episode. So really quickly, the first thing that I want to mention is if you haven't already heard, which I'm so excited about, is I restarted up my YouTube channel. So my first video just went out on Sunday. So if you're listening to this on Monday, I released it yesterday, and link will be in my show notes if you want to check it out or in my Instagram bio. The video that I posted is just a Sunday vlog of me taking you guys with me, organizing my apartment, planning for my new week, cooking, going to the park, just, you know, a very chill, relaxing Sunday vlog. So if you're interested in that, definitely check it out. And just a fun fact, for those of you who didn't know, I had a YouTube channel a few years ago, but I stopped doing it because I didn't understand like the whole what my niche and like my theme for my YouTube channel was. So obviously it kind of fell off, but now I just have so much clarity on how I want to show up for my podcast, how I want to show up for my blog, how I want to show up for my Instagram and my YouTube channel. And the whole theme for my YouTube channel is more day in the life, lifestyle, wellness type of stuff, like type of content. It's more me showing you guys my morning routine, how I plan for the new week, just daily vlogs, day in the life as an entrepreneur, day in the life, you know, whatever, just that type of content, because for me, that's the type of content I enjoy. And it's just another platform that I can share a different side of my life with you girls, which if you listen to, I think it was 2 episodes ago, I mentioned that I was expanding more in my business and I was sharing other aspects of my life with you girls. And this is me doing that. You know, my podcast is, I like to think, is more informative information, informative content, obviously like chit chats like this as well, but it's just a different type of aspect of my life that I'm bringing on the podcast as opposed to my YouTube channel and stuff like that. So anyways, that's just a little side note, but I'm so excited to be starting up again. I absolutely love creating videos. I love the editing process. I love putting it all together and just watching the final product. Like, I like love this whole thing. I'm just excited to see how my channel grows and all of that. But yeah, so that's just a little update. And in addition to that, so like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, I'm not really sure where I'm going with this, what I'm going to talk about. But in general, I just want to talk about life and how life is what you make it and how, you know, we create our realities. And I don't know if it's because I'm going to turn 25 soon. My birthday is on May 4th. And I've just been reflecting back on the last 25 years of my life. And I've been reflecting on all of my lessons, all of the experiences that I've had, all of the challenges and blessings and different chapters in my life. Seeing the transformation of my life and where I am now, I just feel so blessed and so grateful for where I am now. But in addition to that, I also feel so fucking powerful to know that I myself was able to transform my life from what it was once to what it is now. And the fact that I did that, and it inspires me to evolve even more so. So as I enter 25, I am now preparing for a new level in my life, a whole new lifestyle, a whole new income, a whole new way of how I live my day-to-day life. And I just know that the next few years of my life, it's going to be even more transformative because I have done so much like mental, emotional, spiritual work the last few years to be where I am now. And I know that this is just the beginning and the next few years are going to be even greater. And just like reflecting on all of this, I wanted to share like a few things that I've learned along the way. And just a little side note, I will also be releasing a YouTube video of 25 lessons I've learned in the last 25 years or 25 truths or something like that. I don't know the exact title, but I will be posting a video a day before my birthday talking about like the 25 lessons that I've learned and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that. But I kind of wanted to share some of that on here as well because, you know, I'm just feeling inspired too. But I have learned so much the last 25 years and so many things that I could just get into about, you know, self-worth, love, family, healing, trauma, friendships, self-confidence, you know, like just so much. And I feel like, even though I'm 25 years old, I feel because of the experiences that I've had, I've lived so many lifetimes. Like, I feel like I've learned so many lessons. And some of the biggest things that I've learned or that I've taken from the last few years is that life is truly what you make it and what you decide for it to be. I feel oftentimes a lot of people don't truly understand this concept, or they don't really believe that life is what I make it, because if, like, a lot of people have a victim mentality, if I'm honest, you know, people allow their childhood or certain circumstances to dictate how they show up for life, and they feel sorry for themselves. You know, maybe you grew up poor and you feel like you're always going to stay poor, or maybe you grew up in an abusive like environment and you just feel like that's all you'll ever know or whatever the case is. There are so many people who have the victim mentality and blame unfortunate situations and circumstances as to why they're unhappy, why their life didn't turn out the way that it did. And they love to blame everything and everyone so that they don't have to hold themselves accountable to why they're unhappy in life. I promise you, as long as you have a victim mentality and as long as you blame everything and everyone for the way your life is, you will never find happiness or peace. Because the truth is, we cannot control the things that happen to us in life. We can't control other people. We can't control anything that's outside of us. But what we always have control over is how we react to those things and how we allow those things to define us. And I want to give you guys a real life example of what it looks like to live a life when you play victim, or when you stay as a victim, or when you take control of your life, you accept the things that have happened to you, and you do something about it. So growing up, when I was in seventh grade, I met this girl and we became instant friends. And we were friends since seventh grade to about till I was like 21, 22. And this girl and I, we had very similar upbringings, okay? We both grew up in abusive, toxic home environments. We both experienced mental abuse, physical abuse, lots of trauma in different ways. We both had really rough childhoods. And for most of our friendship, we truly bonded over this. We understood one another. We were on the same wavelength in a lot of ways. We thought the same and stuff like that. As we got older, I started to evolve in my own way. I started to change my mindset. I started to view at life differently. I started to practice a lot of the principles that I, you know, now teach you girls. I started to realize that, yes, the things that happened to me sucked and I didn't deserve it, but I can either choose to stay a victim and feel sorry for myself, or I can accept it and learn to heal and move on with my life and better myself. And that is what I chose to do. Now, my friend, on the other hand, she didn't necessarily take the same route as me. She didn't take the time to work on herself, to heal her traumas, to, you know, try and make sense of the things that have happened to her in life, and to try and not see herself as a victim. As I started to, you know, change my ways and she stayed the same, I started to see how our lives were taking different paths. And this is not to shade her or to like make myself look better. It's just a fact. This is just the truth. And what I will say is, as my friend decided she's gonna just feel sorry for herself, look at herself as a victim, those beliefs that she is a victim started to reflect in her actions and in the relationships that she was in, her friendships, her jobs. Like, and what I mean by that is, my friend was the type of person to always be in toxic relationships. She always had drama in her life. If it wasn't with her friends, who were not my friends, or her family, or, you know, her boyfriend, there was always some sort of drama in her life, and she lacked accountability, and everything was always someone else's fault, and it was never her, and it was always everyone else. And as a result, she was always very unhappy, unsatisfied. She wasn't where she wanted to be in life. This is a result of having a victim mentality, of not having accountability, of not being able to process, you know, your trauma and things like that. And I may be going off on a tangent here, but what I'm basically trying to get to is, if you stay in a victim mentality, you will never be happy. Because when you are a victim in your mind, everything that happens to you in your life is always someone else's fault. It's never going to be you. It's never going to be your fault. It's always someone else. And if it's always someone else's fault, you can never take control of your life. So I would not be able to see beyond my perspective. I would not be able to like count my blessings. I would not be able to be grateful. I would not be able to truly feel joy or happiness, because I would always be in a victim mentality. And this is the difference between someone who takes control of their life, who accepts the things that they cannot control, and is not going to allow traumatic situations to define them, And the difference between, you know, someone who lets their negative circumstances or unfortunate events define them. And this is just one of like the biggest lessons that I've learned in my last 25 years is that you choose to be a victim or you choose to rise above. At the end of the day, the choice is always yours. And I know you guys, I know for anyone who maybe you're struggling with a victim mentality at times, I know how difficult it can be to not see yourself as a victim, especially if you've endured trauma or abuse and things like that, because it's so easy to think, I didn't deserve this. I didn't deserve to be treated this way. I didn't deserve to be bullied. I didn't deserve this hate. And you are absolutely right. You didn't deserve it. There are no justifications for why someone may have treated you a certain way or hurt you or anything. No one deserves that. However, these things do happen. And when they happen, it is your choice to say or to think, yes, this happened. No, I didn't deserve it. And no, I'm not going to let this win. I'm not going to let this take over my life. I'm not going to let this have anything over me. And it's your choice to learn to heal from it, to forgive those who have hurt you, even though they may never apologize or think that they did anything wrong. As long as you hold on to resentment and pain and bitterness, that only affects you in a negative way. Because I know before I healed myself, I was holding on to so much pain, so much bitterness from my dad, from his side of the family, from like bullies at school, and all of these things that I experienced in my life. And when I was holding on to this bitterness and pain, it was coming out in my actions and in my thought process and in my mindset. And I was honestly an ugly human being. Like in high school and right out of high school, because I was projecting my own pain onto other people. So that looked like me being mean to people or being nasty and rude and just a low vibe human being. And I'm just saying, I know what it's like to be on the other side of the spectrum and feel like I didn't deserve this and be angry and mad, and I get it, but it still is your choice and in your control to rise above that and to heal your trauma and to want to better yourself. And that's just like something that has really been on my mind lately, because I'm just so grateful that I took that path and not necessarily the path that my friend ended up taking. And that's not to say she can't ever change or whatever. Like, I just see, like, I guess it just hits home because I know that had I not taken the path that I took, my life would be very different and it would look a lot like the way my friend's life looked. And I don't know what her life is like now because I haven't spoken to her in a few years, but I know that my life would have been full of drama and negativity and toxicness and chaos, and my life is so different than that, and I'm just so grateful for that. So that's something that I just wanted to like share with you girls. I don't know, it just like came out of me, but I know we've all experienced trauma and you can relate to this in one way or another, even if it was an abuse or anything like that. But please know, at the end of the day, your trauma was not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. And I think I saw that on Instagram somewhere, but it's the truth. Your trauma is not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility, period. And along with that, I wanted to also share, I talk about law of attraction and manifestation and all of this stuff, I'm never not amazed when my manifestations come true or when I like manifest something, and it is just such an amazing feeling. So if you follow me on Instagram, then you would have seen a few days ago I posted on my Instagram stories talking about how I manifested almost everything that I wrote in a letter back in January. And here, if you didn't catch that story, let me just reiterate really quickly. So the other day I was just like on my computer and I found this letter that I wrote to the universe back in January of this year. And I just wrote a bunch of things that I wanted to manifest in this next chapter of my life. I talked about manifesting an apartment, a certain making a certain amount a month. I talked about manifesting like success in my business and a bunch of stuff. And I totally forgot about this letter. And I found it the other day. And as I was like reviewing my letter, I realized I had manifested every single thing on this list. Every single thing except for one thing. And the one thing that I didn't manifest was something that I wasn't even actively taking action on or had any energy put like energy towards. So I'm like, okay, no wonder I didn't manifest that. But every other thing I completely manifested. I manifested the money. I manifested the apartment. I manifested the growth in my podcast and in my business and starting my YouTube channel that was on there. And I was just so amazed that I had manifested all of this, and I didn't really realize that I had manifested all of it in like less than 2 months. And even though I've been practicing intentionally manifesting for the last 5-6 years, I never get tired of like realizing that, wow, we can actually manifest what we put our energy and attention to. And I just wanted to share this story just to like remind each and every one of us how truly powerful we are, and how when we apply the principles of manifestation into our lives, we can create whatever we believe we can. And that is a key. We can create whatever we believe that we can. And now I'm just like in this place where I am basking in everything that I've worked for, everything that I've manifested, and I'm just feeling and showing so much gratitude towards it. And I just want to like share this with you guys, because whatever you want to manifest in your life, even if your dream seems so impossible, or it's like, how would it come or when would it come? Please know that if it's possible for somebody else, it is 100, 1,000, 1 million percent possible for you. And the key to manifesting whatever you want is to first get clear on what it is you want and why you want it. Tap into the energy of that thing and believe you can manifest it. You have to believe it's possible for you for it to come. And obviously take action, because you're not going to get what you want by sitting on your ass and just waiting for it to come. That's just not going to happen. You have to take inspired action to like bring it into your life. And those are the simple keys to that. And I think I've made previous episodes going more in depth on every step of manifestation, but with every single thing that I manifest in my life, I'm just like, oh, this is possible. This is possible. And it builds like my manifesting or my manifestation muscle and like my faith. And it's like with everything that I manifest, my belief grows higher and higher, and I can manifest bigger and better things. And so now that I have manifested this new chapter in my life where, you know, I have my dream apartment and the money that I want to make and the lifestyle I have, you know, minus this whole quarantine thing. Before that, I was living the lifestyle I wanted and doing the things that I wanted to do. I am now just, like I said, basking in where I am, but also preparing for the next chapter of my life, which is even bigger and better and more abundant and all of these beautiful things. Something that is super important to realize is we alone are the determining factor for what we desire. And the only thing that will stop us from achieving what we want, having what we desire, is us alone. It's only you. You are the only thing that will stand in your way of getting what you want. And when you really think about that, like when you really think, I am what will be the determining factor of getting what I want or not getting it, that is such an intimidating thought. It is such a scary thought, but it's also such an empowering thought, depending on which way you look at it. Because on one hand, it can seem extremely intimidating and feel like a lot of pressure, knowing that you are what's determining living the life you want, having the career you want, being the person you want, because that's a lot of pressure. It's just you and you alone, and you can't blame anyone else. You can't blame anything. You can try, but again, you will not find happiness if you always blame everything else. But on the other side of the spectrum, it's like, damn, I am in control of what my life will look like. I am in control of the life I live, what I do with my life, how much money I make, where I live, who I marry, don't marry, have kids, no kids. I am in control of all of that, and that's fucking cool. That's fucking awesome that I can decide at any moment what my life is going to be like. And I think that when we embrace this power, that's when like amazing things begin to unfold for us, and we realize our truest potential, and we begin to step into who we are meant to be. We all have a purpose, and this is something that I've also been thinking about, you know, now that I'm turning 25, is I'm so grateful to have found my purpose and to be living my purpose every single day. And it's such a fulfilling thing to know that you're doing what you are meant to be doing, because I remember like a few years ago not having the slightest idea of what I wanted to do with my life, what I was brought here to do, but still knowing I was meant to do something great. I was meant to be amazing. And it was such an awful feeling not knowing what that is. And what I've come to realize is whatever your purpose in life is, whatever you are meant to be doing, it is already within you. Your soul already knows what you were brought here to do. And I'm going to share with you guys like a big realization that I had a few weeks ago. Part of my purpose is obviously inspiring others, being like a positive source, being like that like motivation, and I don't want to say guide, but like that source for others that I wish I had growing up. And I'm doing it through my podcast, through my blog, through YouTube, through all of these things. And what I realized was these things were always innate in me as a child. They were already within me. Because when I think back to my childhood, I used to love personal development stuff even before I knew what personal development was. I used to love reading like how to survive middle school or how to survive high school and like all of these personal development type of books. And when I was in sixth grade, you guys, I totally forgot that I used to do this. But when I was in sixth grade, I used to create websites, like free websites. I think at the time I did like my favorite artists. So it was like the Jonas Brothers and like Miley Cyrus and all of these like things, you know. But I used to create these websites, and it was just something that I did as a kid. I didn't know why I did it. It was just something that I enjoyed. And, you know, I also in middle school and high school, I used to create YouTube videos. And it was just something that I did and something that I enjoyed. And, you know, as I got older, as life gets in the way, I lost sight of like these things that I enjoyed. And now it's so crazy that I am doing exactly the things that I used to do as a kid. You know, I talk about personal development on my podcast. I'm now making YouTube videos again. I now have my own website and my own blog that I enjoy doing. And it's just so crazy how things have come full circle for me, and I have found my purpose. And now looking back, I realize I always knew what my purpose was, and it was always the things that felt good to me, and I just had to find my way back to that. I think that happens to a lot of us, you know, like we allow life to get in the way. You know, we become teenagers, our focus and attention shifts, and we start worrying about how we look to people and what people think of us. And then we have to like go to school and get a job. And before you know it, we have kids and all of these things. And before you know it, life has passed you by and you didn't take the time to go back to what felt good and what your purpose was. And my biggest thing that I've learned in my last 25 years is your purpose is within you. You, your higher self, already knows what your purpose is. And if you're struggling with finding your purpose, my tip for you is to go back to what feels good. So think about the things that interested you when you were a kid, when you know, would do things for the fun of it because you enjoyed it, and just start doing it. Even if it's just like painting, just start painting and see where that may lead you. And I promise, as you allow yourself to like tap into your inner child and allow yourself to do what feels good, your purpose will show up and present itself to you. Yeah, that's like my two cents on that. And another thing that I wanted to talk about, and I feel like I'm kind of all over the place in this episode, but I hope you guys like enjoy it and don't mind. But another thing that I wanted to talk about is for anyone who like has a dream or has an idea that they really want to take, but maybe you haven't taken action on it because you don't know where to start, or you're afraid of looking stupid or silly, or you're afraid of what people will think of you or say, you know, about you. And, you know, you've just been holding back on doing what you want to do and showing up. What I have to say is, who fucking cares? Who fucking cares what so-and-so will think of you? Who fucking cares if you look a fool? Who fucking cares if you don't know what you're doing? Who cares? Just do it. Whether it's starting a YouTube channel or like posting more on Instagram, or, you know, starting a clothing line or making jewelry or whatever it is you want to do, just fucking do it. Who cares? I promise you, the only people who are going to judge you or make fun of you are the people who don't have the courage to do what they want to do. You can't live life caring what people think about you or like your life or what you're doing with your life. You have to live life for you, because as long as you try to impress other people, impress your parents, impress society, doing things that don't feel aligned to you or don't speak true to you, you will not be happy ever at all. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how good your life looks on the outside. If you're not truly fulfilled and doing what you want to do, you will not be happy. And you cannot let the opinions of others stop you from living your best life and being happy. I'm living proof of this. I, of course, you know, when I wanted to start a blog or a YouTube or my podcast, of course I had reservations of what certain people might think of me, but I did it anyway because I know and I knew that this was something that I truly wanted to do. And I'm so grateful that I didn't allow the opinions of other people to stop me, because I have created a successful business out of this. I have, you know, created a lifestyle out of this, and it's all because I chose to not care what people think of me or what I'm doing. And I'm now living my best life. I'm happy. I'm, you know, in my dream career. I'm in my dream apartment. I'm doing everything that I have always wanted to do, and I'm happy. There is definitely a few people who judged me or who, you know, tried to make fun of me for doing what I'm doing. And you want to know where they're at in life now? I promise you, it's not anywhere where I am in life. It's just funny how, you know, the people who once judged you are now the ones asking you for advice and for help. And that's why you just can't care what people think or will say or tell you it's not possible. No, you have to like cut all of that out. You can't listen to the naysayers or people who tell you it's not possible or you can't do this or blah, 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 blah. Like, don't let their projections be your reality. And that is like my biggest, biggest lesson of the last 25 years of my life. Because had I listened to, you know, my dad or the people I went to school with or my friends, I would not be where I am today. And I'm so fucking happy where I am today. And I am happy of where I'm going next. And at the end of the day, your intuition always knows what's best for you. And when you follow that, girl, amazing, amazing, amazing things will happen in your life for you, to you. I can't even tell you, like, I can try to explain to you like how beautiful and magical life is when you follow your intuition, but it wouldn't even begin to truly describe and explain the feeling and the experiences. You just have to like feel it and experience it for yourself. And let's be honest, at the end of the day, when you're at your deathbed, when you're about to transition to the next phase of life, which is the afterlife or whatever you believe in, are you really gonna give a fuck what so-and-so had to say about your YouTube video or what so-and-so had to say about this that you did? Are you really gonna give a fuck? Really? When you think about it like that, it really puts things into perspective, and it just, for me, it just gives me the motivation to keep going, to not give up on myself, not give up on my dreams, and to keep just going. And when you make it, when you finally reach that level, you're just gonna feel so proud of yourself for always choosing you and not giving up on yourself. And that's kind of where I am right now, you know? life is about the journey. It's not about the final destination, because if we're honest, there is no final destination. And that's this is where I am in life right now. Like, I'm grateful that I started the podcast. I'm grateful that I started the website. I'm grateful that I took the life coaching program. I'm grateful that I did those things, because I'm now basking in the fruits of my labor from my past actions. And now I'm planting new seeds to, you know, go on my next journey. And I can't explain it other than I'm just grateful to be here. And I hope that these words served as inspiration and motivation for you girls to step foot on your own journey, to keep going, to believe in yourself, to believe in your dreams, to believe in whatever the fuck you want, to not listen to the naysayers, to not care what people think. And I know this was kind of all over the place, but this was just me speaking from the heart, and I hope it resonated with some of you. And yes, the next time you will hear from me on this podcast, it will be my 25th birthday. So I'm so excited for that. If you enjoy this episode, I would love if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. I love to hear or to see who's listening to the episodes. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube video, subscribe. And until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.